Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. We're talking some Packers football this morning. It's a Wednesday. It's June 12th. And we're talking about the unexpected release of Desmond Bishop this morning. And I couldn't be more flabbergasted. Not necessarily that the Packers are parting ways with Desmond Bishop, but rather their supposed reasoning for doing so. As been reported by, I know, Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com, Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You know, you can read about this many places, including our own post here at Cheesehead TV. But the reasoning, apparently, for Bishop's release is that it's a quote-unquote numbers game. In other words, the Packers are going to roll with A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones at inside linebacker. And you know what? I just don't buy it. I'm not buying into that line of thinking. I am flabbergasted by that. I totally think this has to do with injury. And I'm just, I think smoke is being blown in my face, to put it kindly, by the Packers organization, if you want me to think otherwise. You know, it's just a case of Desmond Bishop. Let's go back here. Let's review what's happened with Desmond Bishop so we're all on the same page. I mean, he was a 2-year starter coming into last season, basically being a full-time starter in 2010 and 2011, and injury had opened up the door for Desmond Bishop in 2010. You remember he took over for Nick and injured Nick Barnett the Super Bowl season. But ever since that time, Desmond Bishop had been, you know, done very well in the Super Bowl year and then again in 2011. And he had a little bit of injury issues himself in 2011, but played the majority of the season. But then last year, the first preseason game of the year, everything's going swimmingly up to that point, you know, off-season, training camp, whatever, for Desmond Bishop. First preseason game, and Desmond Bishop suffers a hamstring injury. Tears his hamstring out for the year, ends up on injured reserve, doesn't play a single down the whole entire season. Debilitating injury. A tough one to come back from. But, you know, he's made the comeback, at least in terms of rehab or, you know, however you want to describe it. He has, you know, put in the time in with the trainer, you know, to work his way back. He says he's completely healthy. He says he'll be 110% by training camp. And it's not as if I don't believe Desmond Bishop. I think it's just a case of he's as healthy as he may be going to get right now, or will be by the time training camp starts. And a completely healthy Desmond Bishop post-hamstring tear may just not be the same Desmond Bishop pre-hamstring tear. I mean, that makes sense, right? I'm not exactly going out on a limb talking about a guy coming back from an injury which forced him to miss an entire season. This was obviously a big-time injury. Even though, you know, some people may have felt that Desmond Bishop perhaps could have come back late last season. Well, I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but that's beside the point. Desmond Bishop thinks he's completely healthy. But yet the Packers, for whatever reason, whether it's injury or they want to, you know, there could be other reasons. I see the other reasons. I understand them being a numbers game. They're just going to roll with Jones and Hawk because those two are healthy. They know they're going to be out there. You know, Brad Jones has actually missed a little bit of time in the offseason program himself, but nothing major here. They know those guys are going to be available, whereas they may not be entirely 100% sure about Desmond Bishop and, you know, perhaps keeping him on a snap count in training camp. They don't want to rush him back. Yeah, I can see that. It's a numbers game in many ways. Maybe they're really encouraged by the play of the young linebackers on the team. The Terrell Mannings of the world. And there's a lot of nice young inside linebackers on the Packers team. Terrell Manning, this year's 7th round draft choice. Sam Barrington, Jamari Lattimore, Rob Francois. Rob Francois isn't exactly young anymore, but he is a backup at the position. You know, maybe they're really encouraged by those guys and be like, well, these guys are the Desmond Bishops of the future. They're younger, and they're being paid a whole heck of a lot less. I can see that. And then there's also the numbers game in which, you know, they're getting rid of Desmond Bishop's, you know, $3 to $4 million salary this season. You know, it's good money, but it's not exorbitant money that Bishop was making. I believe he's entering the third year of a 4-year contract. So technically, and still, because nothing has officially happened yet with Desmond Bishop, still technically under contract for 2013 and 2014, as the way his contract is currently structured. And by the way, the reports are that Bishop, you know, the Packers will attempt to trade him or restructure his contract before releasing him. I'm not sure if those things are likely, but again, not out of the realm of possibility here. But getting back to the numbers game, you know, I just am not buying it. You know, I think I saw on, you know, our colleague here, our founder here at Cheesehead TV, Aaron Nagler, this morning took to Twitter kind of comparing this situation to Al Harris. What the Packers did with Al Harris, back prior to the 2011 season, during the 2010 season, the Super Bowl season, actually. Al Harris was coming back from a major knee injury suffered during the 2009 season, during the midst of it, has that knee surgery. Is working his way back in 2010. The Packers put him on the PUP list. They take him to the 11th hour to see what they've got. And they find out he's, you know, just on the downside of his career. And, you know, I think, of course, injury had a lot to do with it. But Al Harris was getting old to begin with. But I do think he was older than Desmond Bishop at the time. You know, at the time of both of their injuries, both of their comebacks, Al Harris was older than Desmond Bishop. And you know, the Packers made the right choice there with Al Harris. They correctly determined he's on the downside of his career. The injury is probably stolen a step from him. And, you know, they go and make that decision. They part ways with them, and it turns out to be the right choice. Al Harris did play again, but he was never a factor anymore for any team. I'm not even sure he was a starter. He played a little bit there with the Miami Dolphins, didn't really do anything. Then he went to, the St. Louis Rams? And he played, but did, again, you know, just his best days were behind him. And I think the Packers kind of making the same determination here with Desmond Bishop. Although, I sincerely hope they feel the injury is sapping him from productive years of his career. You know, Desmond Bishop is no spring chicken anymore. I think he's entering what would be the seventh year of his career in 2013. You know, including the year he lost to injury. That last year would have been his sixth. This year would be his seventh year in the NFL as a professional. He's 28 years old currently. And I think, I just have to think that they feel the injury is the determining factor here. Because, Desmond Bishop, he's under contract for two more years at approximately $4 million per season. You know, that to me is not exorbitant. If he were healthy, if he were the same Desmond Bishop, the Packers can afford to pay that. You know, what are they? They're, last I heard, like $13 million under the salary cap. They didn't have to cut Bishop for salary cap concerns, at least this season. You know, and again, that's assuming he's healthy and productive, which I don't know if he is anymore following the hamstring injury. But if Desmond Bishop were the same Desmond Bishop, you know, they can let him play out that contract. That is not cost prohibitive. $4 million a year. If you could get the productive Desmond Bishop of 2010 and 2011 at $4 million a season, you take that. You take that. And I think that's partially why people are a little bit, you know, on edge about this whole move, about what's happening. They saw a productive Desmond Bishop. They saw he was a big part of the Packers' defense in that Super Bowl season. He was one of the most physical players on the team, and that's something they've been lacking, you know, other places, you know, on the team. Not exactly a physical, you know, haven't been known to be physical, haven't been known to be a tough team, but Desmond Bishop was. Especially that Super Bowl year, and even when he was healthy in 2011, you know, did a very good job too. Is in the prime of his career, and, you know, kicking ass and taking names, basically. You know, he was your typical inside linebacker. He wasn't putting up huge time sack numbers or anything. That wasn't his job, although he did do a decent job of it. Bishop coming up with 3 sacks in 2010 and 5 sacks in 2011. You know, that's pretty good for a guy who's only used as an occasional blitzer. You know, not like Clay Matthews, who's rushing the passer practically on every snap, or at least a whole lot more than the inside linebackers. You know, Desmond Bishop is the physical guy. He's the physical presence on the team. A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones are more finesse players. You know, comparatively. Maybe not compared to me back there at inside linebacker, but I'm not a professional football player. That's hardly beside the point. You know, the Packers could use a healthy Desmond Bishop. I just feel like they feel the injury is going to sap him of his speed, of his playmaking ability, and better to part ways with Desmond Bishop now than too late. You know, you don't want to hang on to him for too long. You don't want to put him out there and he ends up being a liability. Or he ends up being worse than what the Packers have. I think that is the fear, and the Packers are just not coming out and saying it. This whole thing that it's a numbers game, that smells to me, that is a favor to Desmond Bishop, you know, thanking him for his years of service and not scaring off other teams from either signing him or trading for him. I don't think a trade is going to happen. You know, that of course we can go back and talk about there was rumors of the Packers seeking to trade Desmond Bishop during the NFL draft. Didn't end up happening. And again, I can't blame any team for not wanting to trade for him coming off his injury as well. I just everything comes back to the injury for me. You know, of course teams aren't going to want to trade for a guy who just missed an entire year of football. A guy who tore his hamstring. At his sixth year in the NFL. Little different if you do it your first year in the NFL and you still have plenty of time to come back and have your most productive years of his career. Desmond Bishop is now right at the peak and peering over the edge at the downside, at the backside of his career. You know, he was on the upswing before. Now the injury has probably pushed him over the cliff. Not to say he couldn't have a productive year or two yet, but, you know, the likelihood now of that happening is certainly much less likely. If it were true that Desmond Bishop were released due to numbers, the Packers had decided to roll with Brad Jones and A.J. Hawk, I would be mad. I would not be a happy camper. You know, the biggest fear to me right now is Desmond Bishop is cut, let's say, hypothetically, and ends up signing with another team. I've seen a lot of people speculate that the Minnesota Vikings and their need for a linebacker, that the division rival Vikings could be a landing spot for Bishop. And I'm not here to speculate on what, you know, the landing spot for Desmond Bishop is right now. But here's my fear is he signs with some other team, the Vikings or otherwise, and ends up being a productive player. He ends up being a starter for some other team. Then I think this whole parting ways with him will have been a waste. You know, that's why it just in my mind, it's got to be injury related. They have to think he's just not going to be the same player anymore. I mean, because if he is good enough to be a starter, Desmond Bishop, to me, is a better starter than Brad Jones, is a better starter than A.J. Hawk, is a better starter than any other linebacker on the Packers roster, inside linebackers. You know, it's crazy to me that it could be anything but injury related. You know, and perhaps the Packers are having to look in the crystal ball a little bit. You know, I understand there's uncertainty. They don't really know until the games are played, you know, what Desmond Bishop has left in him. I mean, maybe he does come back and he's capable of being an NFL caliber player. He's capable of being a backup, but not really a starter or a star anymore. You know, maybe the situation with Al Harris. You know, he came back and he played and he was worthy of a roster spot, but not really worthy of receiving a whole lot of playing time. You know, maybe not even worthy of being a starter. And is just another guy. And if that's the case, and again, it comes back to being, you know, injury playing a part in that, though. You know, injury played a part in Al Harris and his, you know, downside of his career, you know, his playing time with the Dolphins and the Rams, and could be the same case here with Desmond Bishop. So, you know, I just, again, I'm not buying into the whole numbers-related thing. I think they think, you know, Desmond Bishop is going to be impacted by this injury in a negative way. And he's just, you know, let's go with the younger, healthier options instead. You know, not to say that A.J. Hawk is the younger option. But again here, and I said this on Twitter today as well, you know, kind of a sidebar to the whole story here. Say what you will about A.J. Hawk. The guy is always healthy. Always. A.J. Hawk has played 7 years in the NFL. He has missed 2 games to injury in 7 years. How many games is that? What is 7 times 16? I'm certainly not a math major. You can tell that. Anybody on the live blog want to do the math for me? 7 times 16. A.J. Hawk has only missed 2 of those games in his entire career. You know, he's always there. He's always healthy, and he's always available. And the Packers certainly made the right decision with A.J. Hawk this past season, and him being a part-time player, and him being... thank you, Kyle and Chad on the live block, doing my multiplication for me. 112 games. So there you go. A.J. Hawk has played in 110 of 112. You know, he's always out there. He's always in practice. He's always prepared. He always knows what the game plan is. He always knows what's going on. And he's viewed as a leader by the team, too. His teammates can, at least, if nothing else, respect that. Now, I'm fully aware of A.J. Hawk's limitations. You know, you don't have to preach those to me. I am fully aware of them. But, you know, the Packers as a coaching staff, as a team, made the correct decision in taking Hawk off the field on third downs in 2012, this past season. You know, not to say he never, ever played on a third down, but for, you know, generally, you know, he wasn't out there in pass coverage anymore. And you know, that doesn't play to his strengths. His the best thing A.J. Hawk does now is being a tackler, is being a thumper, is funneling plays to the other inside linebacker, is taking on blockers. He does those kind of things and does them fairly well. You know, he's a tactician. He does things technically sound. He takes on blockers with the correct shoulder. A.J. Hawk does those kind of things well, but he's not a playmaker. You know, if Desmond Bishop were healthy, I'd rather see him out there because he is more of a playmaker. He is the tackling machine, as you saw in 2011 when he was healthy. And in 2011, Desmond Bishop had the most tackles of his career. Desmond Bishop had 115 tackles in 2011, and he missed 3 games. He missed 3 games in 2011, and he still ended up with 115 tackles and a career-high 5 sacks and missed 3 games. And had 2 forced fumbles. Desmond Bishop has forced 8 fumbles over the course of his entire career, by the way. He is a playmaker. He forces fumbles. He gets sacks. He never really gets interceptions. That's not Desmond Bishop's forte either. He is not as good in pass coverage. You know, he's probably about as good as AJ Hawk. You know, neither of them are really all that good in that department. Although I think Brad Jones can be good. I am really excited about the future of Brad Jones because he's a little bit younger and he's now gone through an entire offseason here at the inside linebacker position. You know, that they've made the transition there. And you know, we can talk about plenty about Brad Jones here too and how he fits into the whole equation. You know, that you could kind of see the writing on the wall maybe when the Packers gave Brad Jones a big contract and free agency, you know, this during the offseason in early April or mid-April, whenever that happened. Or was it even late March? I'm not sure exactly when he signed his contract there. But, you know, they gave Brad Jones starters money. And you know, so at the time, you know, they had Hawk, Bishop, and Jones all scheduled to make starters money. And yeah, that's a little bit awkward that you've got three guys, you know, competing for two spots. But again, I just the way they're $13 million under the cap, I think they can afford to be a little bit, you know, they could afford that luxury of having a lot of depth, you know, even though it's kind of awkward that only two of those guys can be on the field at the same time. Going back to Brad Jones here, though, I really do think he is on the rise. You know, it was a rather pleasant surprise last year, the way he filled in for Desmond Bishop last year. It was a rather pleasant surprise, you know, to see him out there and play pretty well. You know, I do think he can be a three-down player. He's a little more lithe. He's tall. He's kind of lanky a little bit, but has good speed. I think he can be the best. You know, the best pass defender, the best guy in coverage out of Bishop and Hawk. I think Jones can be better than those guys in that regard. And I just think the more experience Jones gets, the better he's going to be. You know, I think, you know, having an entire off season here to prepare, you know, just him being the guy, him being a starter, he'll do well. And you know what? Another thing we haven't talked about yet is how releasing Desmond Bishop impacts the whole contract situation and future contracts being signed by other players. You know, Desmond Bishop has 2 years left on his contract, roughly $4 million this year, roughly $4 million next year. You know, regardless of why he's being released, if he is, you know, that's money going to a whole boatload of guys whose contracts are coming up here. You know, there's no shortage of guys whose contracts are coming up at the end of the season. BJ Raji among them, Sam Shields among them, Morgan Burnett, James Jones, JerMichael Finley. All these guys with expiring contracts after this year, Ryan Pickett, you know, all these guys, that they're going to want theirs after the season. And some of this, you know, money that was earmarked for Desmond Bishop will now be going to, you know, BJ Raji, Sam Shields, etc. It'll be, you know, these guys will be getting those contract extensions. And, you know, with BJ Raji, Sam Shields, Morgan Burnett, these are guys who are, you know, entering only the second contracts of their careers. You know, they're on the uprise yet. They're entering the prime years of their career. You know, you ask me, I think BJ Raji is still the priority here as far as the next guy to receive a contract extension, even though he is maybe slightly underachieved to an extent. You know, he hasn't been a bust by any means, no doubt about it. But I mean, you just need that 340-plus pound presence on the defensive line. And B.J. Raji is the only guy who can do that for you right now. I mean, you got Ryan Pickett this year to do that, but maybe not in the future. So, you know, this is clearing up salaries, you know, cap space for the Packers, and we'll see what they do with it, you know, coming up, whether somebody gets an extension before this season begins or in the future as well. But it's an interesting situation. This really kind of came out of the blue a little bit yesterday, that the Packers, you know, reportedly are going to be parting ways with Desmond Bishop. This one had me scratching my head more than any other move in a long time as to why it's happening and the justification for doing so. This really was an interesting case. And I continue to kind of scratch my head here today and kind of try to figure it out, wading through all this information and all the ins, all the outs, all the what have yous, as the dude would say. But thank you so much for joining us here on Wednesday morning at Railbird Central, folks. We're in the midst of the Packers' final week of OTAs. This is it. The offseason program ends this week. We'll be wrapping up OTAs on Friday. So we'll be back again Friday morning, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Railbird Central at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning here at Cheesehead TV. We'll see you later, folks. I leave you today with a song called Texas Town by Honky Tonk Home Slice on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.